Good morning. I'm going to try something new this week. I'm old enough to remember Mr. Dressup, and I hope some of you, even if you're not old enough to know him, will still appreciate it. So God at work. I want to tell you a story. If I had a big screen, it would be a picture of me wearing an orange construction vest standing at the airport. And Emma and Peter would be there too, and they also have signs. And we're waiting for Barry to come home. He's been in Australia for 2 weeks, so we're standing in Terminal 3 in Pierce. And this is a time when, like, people could go to airports and stuff and fly. And so I'm wearing my orange vest, and I'm carrying a big orange sign that says, "Caution, plows work under bridge." And if you do go to the airport and carry a sign like this, you get so much space. It was very crowded everywhere else, but not near me. That sign was a bit of an in-joke. If you go over the QEW, Martindale Road, anybody ever done that before St. Catharines? Yeah, once or twice. There, when they were doing construction there, there was that exact sign that said, "Caution, plows work under bridge." And my family, who is a bit geeky, said, "That doesn't make any sense. There's no plows under there." Actually, there should be some punctuation that says, "Caution to snow plows," because there's work under there, so don't dump all the snow down and get the people that are doing the construction underneath. So all this to say, beside the fact that I might be a bit odd and come from an odd family, is that trying to find signs of what, when something is at work, what does that actually mean? Sometimes it's a bit confusing. And so the scripture today talks about God at work, and God at work in us, and God's work and will in us. What does that mean? And I mean, I'm the crazy lady with the orange sign. I do not pretend to know all the answers to these things. But I just want to point us in the direction of some ways that I see God at work in our church. And I hope that helps, and I'm going to try to draw. Okay, so the trick is that if I have a mic in one hand and a marker in one hand, that doesn't leave me any hands free to speak with. So we'll see how this goes. Okay. Anybody, if you put up your hand, what am I drawing? Anybody, please? That's a bicycle. Why would I be thankful, do you think, for a bicycle? I don't actually know what Alyssa's bike looks like, but this is Alyssa's bicycle. And if any of you are on Facebook, you will know that Alyssa biked to all kinds of places to give You Are Love school bag tags. That's the word, tags, out to all kinds of kids. And I am super grateful for that. That's exactly what Jeremy's story was just talking about, is our church being a place where we remind each other again and again that God loves us, and we extend that love out. So I'm really grateful that Alyssa was able to make that trip. So that is what the bike is for. The next one is words, but it's also related to the bike trip. And it's also a Bible story. Good, starts with an S. Anyone know a story that starts with an S? Good Samaritan. I'm just going to put the Sam part in because I'm convinced that God has a terrific sense of humor. So if there's a Good Samaritan story and Alyssa goes on a bike trip and her bike breaks down and then Sam has to take her to the shop, I'm sure God was chuckling quite a bit. And I'm never going to think of the Good Samaritan story in quite the same way again. So I hope you're watching, Sam, and go you. All right, now I left my piece of paper over there, but Barry's going to bring it to me so that he can tell me what the next thing is that I'm going to draw. Because at church, we help each other. Gotcha. That is a hand. It's an open hand, a sharing hand, and Alyssa talked, and we've talked before about the ways that this is a generous church and sharing. And I personally probably don't even know the half of it, But the two things that I wanted to show with the little arrow and the big arrow is that we help each other here. There's a caring fund that helps people in a lot of ways. And the big arrow is talking about, I was on a call this week with Bok Ki and Suk Young Park from South Korea. And when we share here, some of what we share goes to South Korea too. And they're doing really cool things, restorative justice work. Even the police in South Korea interested in talking to Bok Ki and saying, what is this approach of restorative justice and how can that help us? So we don't even realize half the time, but our generosity and God working through us and maybe even despite us sometimes, it goes really far. So near and far. That's, you're going to have to use your imagination on that one because that line should have zigged and zagged. That's someone with really round kind of misshapen ears. But I mean listening. And I know for sure that we have a lot of really terrific listeners at HMC and people that get calls and messages and who are really supportive and patient. And I am grateful. I am grateful for that and for this community. I really am. So that's the ear. This one is going to be a bit tricky. The stripes on the box should be green and the box should be yellow. Crayons, yes, I am thankful for crayons and kids who color and people from the church who mail out coloring sheets. Some of you may be coloring right now while you listen to this, and that's terrific. So I'm thankful. That's another thing that I don't actually see, although I should say that when I was worship leading at home, and before I could see what was going on when I wasn't worship leading, I would be coloring and doing those coloring sheets while I was waiting for that Darren's voice to come into my ear again and tell me that I should be speaking. So I've been coloring too, and I'm grateful for that because it's a way for us to focus and just remember that we're part of this church. And just, it, to me, it's part of being still and knowing that I am God. Coloring can do that. Okay, now this one that I'm going to draw is also an emoji. It's supposed to be, it looks like 2 feet together, but it's supposed to be a different part of the body. Anybody? Yeah, it's praying hands. Yes, I think there's different variations on this emoji. And I put a little three there because I wanted to remind myself that there's at least 3 ways that I'm grateful that people pray. We pray here in worship, and I'm grateful for that. The pastoral care team is praying, and you can give requests to them. You don't have to, if there's something that you'd like to pray about but you don't want to shout it out, that's totally fine. On Wednesdays at 12:30, we have a Zoom prayer time, and that's been an important way for me, and that requires multiple setting of alarms, but Wednesday 12:30, there's a Zoom prayer time, and if you can't pray with us at 12:30, you can watch it on Facebook. It's recorded and you can watch it. So that's a weekly thing. And every day I get an email from Hamilton Mennonite Church that says who to pray for that day. And this is something you can sign up for. It's always really special when it's like, oh, it's my day. People are praying for me today. Yes, you're laughing. It feels good. So I would encourage you, if you haven't signed up for that, that's another way. So there's plows at work under bridge here. There's more prayer than we know. Okay, this one gets, for me, this diagram gets a little tricky. Anyone? A camera, yes. I'm thankful for the tech support visible here, and there's more people involved too. That makes this possible. So I'm grateful for that. And that includes the work of even digging up, can we sing that song, which is an area of research that I was previously unfamiliar with. There's a lot that goes on in making this worship happen, and I'm grateful for that. Okay, I really should switch colors for this next one. Bear with me. I'm doing these in the wrong order because my spaces weren't the same size. Anyone recognize that one? You ever see that on your computer? It's supposed to be the email logo. So I'm grateful for technology and for email. I don't know about you, but I get a lot of emails, and I am grateful for the patience and the goodwill of people, especially when I send a really bad email or an email that could have used a few more sentences to explain what it is that I'm asking, or just tone. So I'm really grateful that for being held in a place of goodwill, and that's a generous thing to do with email and other things. Ooh, that was a fast 10 minutes. Okay, so that email symbol is much more than the technology. I'm grateful for the goodwill that surrounds us when we can't talk in person, the kindness that is extended to say, well, maybe the person sending this email actually meant this, and the curiosity and the gentleness and the grace. I'm really grateful for that. Okay, what do we got? Two more. I'm not sure if this is actually an emoji or if I just made this one up, but I know that this is a clock, and this is a person, and this is a halo. Any guesses? Patience. I don't want to name names because there's many people, but I can think of one person in particular who has been so patient at HMC, and I'm really grateful for role models like that, because patience, I almost hate to pray for patience, because then you know how God answers that. So, but I'm really grateful that we have some really good role models, and as we all wait for whatever our next normal is going to be, for that patience, I'm grateful. So that's what the halo and the smiley face and the clock is about. It's about patience. Okay, this next one needs another color marker too. I think you recognize this one. It's the person holding a heart, and it's a caring kind of love emoji. And I was reminded a couple of weeks ago by someone I follow on social media called Tara Moore, that there's love in a couple of different ways. There's like, I love my life, or I love my kitchen, means like, I've curated my life in a way that pleases me. And that's a different kind of love, I think, than we can love our church and say, oh, I appreciate my church. It is organized in a way that works for me or whatever. But I think the kind of love that we're called for isn't so much this is done to my taste or this pleases me, but more of an active love. Like, I'm putting myself out there and I'm actively gifting this church. I'm actively participating in this church. I'm loving this church. I'm nurturing this church. Does that make sense? It's an active kind of love. It's a caring kind of love. I think that's what love your neighbor means, is not so much a passive appreciation, but an active kind of involved love. I think that's what makes our church a caring place. So I'm grateful for all of that. Thanks for bearing with my drawing abilities. And God is indeed at work among us, my friends, and I am grateful for that.